Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Catholic Home on member-supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Teresa, and on this episode, I am joined by Alexander. Today, we will be discussing the importance of providing quality literature to our children. But before we launch into our show, I would like to introduce our first-time guest, Alexander. So welcome, Alexander.
Thank you very much for having me, Teresa. I'm honored to be here as one of the few non-Ani guests to join your program. But don't worry, I've come prepared. I have a kangaroo beanie baby and a boomerang at hand. I was tempted to buy the jar of Vegemite at the store, but after reading the ingredients, I wasn't quite sure that I wanted to be that Australian today. So we'll do without the Vegemite today.
Yeah, it's pretty scary ingredients in there, and a lot of salt. So since our listeners aren't familiar with you, is there anything you would like to share with our listeners about yourself and your interest in this particular topic we're doing?
Sure. Well, I was very blessed to have been brought into the true faith from the Novus Ordo sect at an early age. And as such, I was able to attend a CMRI school for a few years before finally being homeschooled for high school. So throughout my time with a truly Catholic education, I was able to come across many good Catholic books, and I've carried an interest in these ever since.
Oh, that's great. Well, thanks for that. That's a nice little starter. And to launch into our show, I would like to provide some input from some Catholic sources which express the importance of avoiding dangerous books and providing wholesome books to children. So first, we read in the Acts of the Apostles that converts from paganism at Ephesus brought together their books on magic and publicly burnt them. Then you've got the councils and synods have time and again condemned anti-Catholic books. And here's a quote: "Faith is often destroyed by the reading of books hostile to the faith or to good morals. The reading of anti-Catholic books by those who have neither the education nor the need to do so is obviously to run headlong into danger." And that's Father John Lowe who said that. And one of the greatest proofs is the existence of the Index of Forbidden Books. Now, many people might think the index is just for books promoting heresies, false philosophies, and other religious errors. However, we know that novels have actually appeared on the index. You know, there's Les Miserables and Gone with the Wind. They were both on the index at some point in time. And it should also be noted that just because a book was never or isn't now on the index, it's not a free license to read that book. So, Alexander, would you mind sharing what else Father Lowe and other Catholic sources have to say on this subject?
Sure thing, Teresa. So Father John Lowe, in his book Catholic Morality, sums up the Church's teaching nicely. The laws of the Church in regard to books and reading may be summed up as follows. Quote, "Translations of the Bible must be approved either by the Holy See or by a bishop. A bishop cannot approve them unless they are furnished with explanatory notes. Forbidden are all writings which attack the foundations of religion, the existence of God, the immortality of the soul, etc., or any article of the faith. Forbidden are all writings with an immoral purpose. Anyone who reads such books without permission of his ecclesiastical superior incurs the penalty of excommunication. The penalty, however, is not incurred by anyone who reads such books without knowing that it was forbidden." End of quote. So as we can see, the Church takes reading very seriously, as we should. Now, some may say, okay, well, that's fine and dandy, but we're talking about children's literature here. And that's very true, and it's a shame that we have to be worried about children's literature, but that's the age we live in, and it's not as squeaky clean as people may be thinking. I remember a few years back, there was a big ruckus about a movie made from a book. I think it was The Golden Compass. I believe that book in some way attacked belief in God or some other attacks against him.
Yeah, I remember that one. I think it was also like a massive promotion of Freemasonry or something, I remember someone was saying. But anyway, keep going.
So when it comes to children's literature, especially in our current age, we have to be ever so cautious. What children read will indeed have a large influence on a child's life. I think we often think of reading as a quaint, idyllic pastime, but I think we're going to pull back the layers here and show that what we read has a strong influence on us, and the enemies of God consistently use this as a snare against the faithful. What a snare it is, too. Because Father Mueller mentions authors tend to disguise their poison under the most eloquent...